From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Big healthcare vote today. U.S. President Donald Trump's first major test to move his legislative agenda is set for later on today after the Republicans postponed Thursday's vote in the House of Representatives on their healthcare reform bill over uncertainty about its passage. Mr. Trump has threatened his fellow Republicans with leaving Obamacare in place and focusing on other issues if they do not support a vote on Friday on new healthcare legislation, a signature campaign promise of repealing and replacing the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare. Democrat Nancy Pelosi suggested the reputation of some lawmakers is coming under scrutiny.
Republicans vote to destroy health care coverage, especially in this brutal form. Well, that vote is going to be tattooed to their heads.
Trump lobbied lawmakers who were not backing the bill, putting his skills as a dealmaker on the line. Trump, however, failed to win over the conservative House Freedom Caucus by Thursday's planned vote. Former Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak is a free man after being detained in prisons and hospitals for 6 years following the Arab Spring uprising in 2011. He left a military hospital Friday. Mubarak was the first leader to face trial after the Arab Spring uprisings. He also faced a number of other charges that eventually were dismissed. Earlier this month, he was cleared of murder charges. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan called on the U.S. and Britain on Thursday to drop what he said were exaggerated new aviation restrictions imposed on flights from some airports, including Istanbul. Erdogan said the two countries were right to dwell on security, but said the bans on some electronics, including laptops on board flights from some Middle East and North African airports, were excessive. This is VOA News. The Turkish Foreign Ministry says it has summoned Russia's top diplomat in Turkey over the killing of one of its soldiers that has been blamed on a Syrian Kurdish group that Moscow is supporting. The dispute, as Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul, is putting increasing strain on rapprochement efforts between the countries.
The Russian chargé d'affaires was summoned Thursday by the Turkish Foreign Ministry and warned that Turkey will retaliate against the Syrian Kurdish group if there is a repeat of Wednesday's cross-border attack. The Turkish military claims that a sniper of the YPG, a Syrian Kurdish militia, killed one of its soldiers. Turkish Foreign Ministry spokesman Hussein Muftuoğlu said in a weekly press briefing that Moscow was responsible for preventing such instances.
Buna karşı müttefik olmaktadır.
Steps should be taken in order to prevent similar cases in the future, and a reprisal would be aimed at the Syrian Kurdish group if such an attack was repeated. Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said Wednesday it is very important to overcome Turkey's resistance and include the Syrian Kurds in upcoming talks. London police said Friday they have additional arrests in connection with the deadly attack near Parliament. Mark Rowley is the Metropolitan Police Counterterrorism Chief.
In our continuing investigation and ongoing covert activity, we have made two further significant arrests overnight, one in the West Midlands and one in the northwest. We now have 9 people remaining in custody, and 1 woman has been released on bail.
Police are appealing for the public's help as they try to learn more about the attacker identified as Khalid Massoud. Belgian prosecutors have charged the man who attempted to drive at high speeds on Thursday through a shopping center in Antwerp with terror offenses, including attempted murder. The 39-year-old French national and resident identified as Mohamed R. was charged with an attempt to murder in a terrorist manner, an attempt to hit and wound in a terrorist manner, according to the federal prosecutor's office on Friday. Police found knives and a gun in Mohammed's car. He was also under the influence of something when he was apprehended and reportedly in no condition to speak to police until the next day, though the specific substance was not specified. French police sources told Reuters news agency that it is possible the suspect was not trying to hit anyone, but instead was speeding to avoid a police checkpoint because he was intoxicated. The U.S. State Department is asking American embassies and consulates around the world to identify certain groups that should get extra scrutiny when they apply for visas. This directive also instructs U.S. posts overseas to review the social media accounts of visa applicants who are suspected of terrorist ties. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.